这是我们训练班最后一节课。
This will be the last class for the seminar.
感谢主哈，让我们还是有安静的心在这边学道理。
Thank the Lord for maintaining a quiet heart for us to study His Word.
我们以前在开训练班的时候啊，第一天跟最后一天哦，大概是比较难上课。
Typically during seminars, it's difficult to have a good class on the first and the last days.
还有第一天呢，大家都心都还没有安静下来。
On the first day, people's hearts are still not quiet.
最后一天呢，心就跑回家了。
On the last day, their hearts are already at home.
但是感谢主啊，我们这个是有训练过的。
But thank God, we can see that we're all well trained.
我们有始有终。
We have a good beginning and a good end.
从头到尾啊，都是一样的。
We remain consistent from beginning to end.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们来看利未记第二十三章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记二十三章。
Leviticus 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
主对摩西说，二十四节。
Verse 24.
你小谕以色列人说，七月初一日，你们要守为圣安息日，要吹角做纪念，当有盛会。25节。
25.
什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将福祭献给主。跳过来看民数记二十九章。
Please turn to Numbers
29. 民数记二十九章。
Numbers 29,
第一节
verse 1,
到第六节
verse
1
to verse 6,
七月一日啊，你们当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，是你们当所为吹角的日子。第二节
verse 2,
你们要将公牛犊一只，公绵羊一只，没有残疾一岁的公羊羔七只，作为馨香的燔祭献给神。第三节
，three
铜线的数据用条有的细面，为一只公牛要献一法十分之三，为一只公羊献一法十分之二。第四节
，four
为那七只羊羔，每只要献一法十分之一。五
，five
又献一只公山羊做赎罪祭，为你们赎罪。第六节
，six
这些是在月朔的燔祭和铜线的数据并长线的环祭，以铜线的数据以及照例铜线的奠祭以外，都作为馨香的火祭来献给神。所以七月一号啊，就是下半年啊的节期。
The first day of the seventh month. This is referring to.The feast in the latter half of the year.
那这三个节期啊，在一个月，同样在一个月。
Three feasts are held in the same month.
我们知道说，在以色列地啊，他们大概五旬节的时候开始收割小麦。我们说一月节的时候，那个时候是收割大麦嘛，哦。
As we mentioned, the Passover was the time for reaping the barley.
五旬节小麦啦，葡萄啦，各样的甘蓝、无花果、石榴，各样的果子。
Whereas in during the feast of weeks, that is when they harvested the wheat, wheat, olive, pomegranates, etc.
到了七月份呐、七月份其实是阳历的大概九月、十月。
The seventh month is equivalent to September or October.
他们收割的工作啊，都已经告来一个段落。
This is when the work of harvest is complete.
已经快要完成了，所以七月一号叫他们要吹角，要聚集本选民，要他们要守圣会。
So on the first day of the seventh month, they are to blow the trumpets and gather the assembly.To have a sacred convocation.
所以叫他们说啊，要遍地吹角啊。当然，这个角是包括羊角啦、银号。
They are to blow the trumpets, which could be either silver trumpets or the horns of ram.
在七月一号这一天呢、啊，啊，都不要工作，啊，要守圣会。
On the first day of the seventh month, they must not do any work, but must keep the sacred assembly.
啊，要献很多很多的祭物。
And on this day, they have to offer many kinds of sacrifices.
他说除了耶稣啦、节期常献的祭物以外啊，还要再加上啊一些的祭物。
In addition to the offerings made for the new moon or other regular burnt offerings, they had to offer additional sacrifices.
所以我们看到这个七个节期啊，四个节期是在上半年，三个节期在下半年。
Four out of the seven feasts are in the first half of the year, and the remaining three are in the second half of the year.
啊，逾越节啊，无酵节跟那个初十二节是连在一起。
The feast of the Passover, the unleavened bread, and the first fruits are together.
我们说啊，这是主耶稣被钉啊，然后主耶稣的复活。
And these symbolize or prefigure the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord.
五旬节是建设教会。
And the Feast of Weeks prefigures the establishment of the true church and the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以前面四个节期在早已的时候就应验了。
The first four feasts were fulfilled during the period of the early reign.
啊，当然到了晚礼的时候，这些神的救恩还是一直的啊继续下来。
And during the period of the latter rain, God continues to pour out His grace.
但是从吹角节开始、啊、这应该重点还是预表在末世神的教会。
But starting from the Feast of Trumpets, the emphasis now is placed on the kingdom of God in the end time.
所以这个吹角、啊、就是末世真教会兴起、啊、要负责传末世的福音，向世人传警告。
Therefore, the blowing of the trumpets represents preaching of the gospel or the preaching of the warning to the end time.
啊，因为主耶稣再来的日子近了。
For the coming of the Lord is at hand.
啊，那吹角有几种的意义。
The blowing of trumpets has several significance.
啊，那民数记他们本来做了两个引号啊，他们要行动的时候要吹号，吹号角。
According to Numbers, the Israelites made two silver horns, silver trumpets, with which they would blow during when they began to.
吹什么号是要集合啊？是要百姓集合？吹什么号是要官长集合
？Certain signals were for the gathering of all the people, whereas other signals were for the gathering of the officials.
啊，所以什么号啊？百姓要开始起行了，一个营一个营就要行动了。
Some signals were for letting the people know that they were about to move.
啊，有时候啊，敌人来了要打仗啊，啊就另外一种号。
And yet other signals were meant for a warning about the approach of enemies.
所以百姓要明白各样不一样的号音。
Therefore, the people had to discern the different sounds that came from the trumpets.
啊，然后按照这个号音来行动。
And they must react accordingly.
我们今天也是一样啊，要明白我们什么时候该做什么事情。
Likewise, today we need to know when we should do certain different types of actions.
古时候在吹号角有好多的意义。
In those days, the trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets had many types of meaning.
我们看民数记十章的第九节。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 10 verse 9.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说你们在自己的地以欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声啊。便在主你们的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救脱离仇敌。第十节
，10，
在你们快乐的日子和节期，并月寿献燔祭和平安祭，也要吹号，都要在你们的神面前做纪念。我是主你们的神。这讲到说打仗的时候啊，要吹出号声啊，啊，吹得很大声。
When they go to war, the people have to sound an alarm with the trumpets.
啊，神就垂听，就 你们就能够得到拯救。
And the Lord will remember them, and they will be saved.
所以我们遇到困难的时候，要吹号，就向神呼求。
So in our trouble, we need to sound our trumpets and call out to the Lord.
说当我们正呼求的时候，神垂听，神就拯救我们脱离诸般的患难。
And when God hears our cries, He will deliver us from all our troubles.
他说我们快乐的时候，在所各样节期啊，也要吹号欢乐、感恩、赞美。
好。On the day of our gladness, in our appointed feast, we should also blow our trumpets to sound our praise.
啊，尤其在节期的时候啊，吹号角啊，来颂赞。
And this is done during the feast, as a way of, proclaiming praise.
啊，吹角节的时候啊，因为他们得到神赏赐福气啊，得到丰收啊，所以要吹号感恩。
And during the feasts, when they have gathered in all their harvests and the blessings of God, they are to sound the trumpets as a way of expressing their thanksgiving.
那最后有时候也要警戒百姓。
Trumpets, or the blowing of trumpets was also for the warning of the people.
我们看以赛亚书五十八章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58.
第一节。
Verse 1.
五十八章第一节
，Chapter 58, verse 1，
说你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他的罪恶。第二节
，Two，
他们天天寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章。向我求问公义的叛逆，喜悦亲近神。好，这里讲到说啊，要大声呼喊，好像吹号角一样。
It says here, cry aloud and lift up your voice like a trumpet.
啊，就要指出百姓的过犯。
Tell God's people their transgression.
他说这些百姓啊，好像天天都在寻找神呐、啊，好像很乐意行神的道。
They seem to seek God daily and delight to know God's ways.
但是实际上啊，他们虽然在进食啊，他们在敬拜啊，啊，那神却不悦纳。
But despite their fasting, God was not pleased.
因为他们的进食啊，在进食当中啊，啊，还彼此争竞啊，指责别人。
Because on the day of their fasting, they still strove with one another and pointed fingers at one another.
啊，还用凶恶的拳头打人。互相增进啊
！They still struck each other with the fist of wickedness.
所以神就在这里说到了，这样的进食，神怎么会悦纳呢
？The Lord asked them, "How can I accept such a fasting?"
所以叫他们要把那个加在别人的重轭，把主宰别人的主头啊，把它消除掉。
Therefore, God told them to loose the bonds from others.And take away, remove the pointing fingers.
啊，对那些饥饿的、困苦、可怜的人呢、啊，还要有怜悯的心肠。
And to show compassion on the hungry and the needy.
啊，神的荣光啊，就要照耀你。
Then God's glory, God's light will shine on them.
所以有时候我们在祭位拜神啊，但是那个心啊，我们的心态更重要。
When we worship God, our heart is very important.
因为神所要的不是一种表面上的一种虚伪的崇拜。
What God looks for is not a superficial, vain worship.
啊，真正的从内心里面回头归向神。
But rather the returning to God from within our hearts.
啊，确实啊，把神的道理啊，切切实实的行在你的生活当中。
And to practice the word of God in our lives.
啊，有怜悯的心肠。啊，有谦卑顺服的态度。
Having a heart of compassion, humility, and submission.
啊，这样的敬拜啊，神才会悦纳。
Such worship is truly acceptable.
有时候一些灾难来到啊，也要吹号。
When troubles come, we should also blow the trumpet.
看约珥书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Joel.
约珥书第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 1.
说你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民要发战， 因为主的日子将到，已经临近了。十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会。在第一章里面就讲到说啊，那个灾难的日子要来到了。
Verse 1 speaks the day of trouble.
啊，第二章就讲到这个日子啊，就是讲到那个神的大而可畏的日子。
This is referring to the terrible day of the Lord.
啊，所以要遍地吹角。
And before that day comes, they are to blow the trumpet.
啊，所以我们现在也是一样啊，要传末世的警告。
Today, we are proclaiming the warning concerning the end time.
真的主耶稣要再来的时间啊，越来越近了。
The day of the Lord's coming is closer and closer.
所以真教会的兴起啊，就是已经进到数界最末期的阶段。
The rise of the true church is an indication that we have entered into the last stage of the end time.
真教会的确是末世的方舟啊。
The true church is indeed the ark of the end time.
挪亚的世代人罪恶很重。
During the days of Noah, the people were very wicked.
所以神要把他们灭掉之前啊，叫挪亚造方舟。
Before God destroyed them, God commanded Noah to build an ark.
挪亚一方面造方舟，一方面传警告。
Noah preached warning while he built the ark.
虽然后来只有挪亚一家进方舟啊，其他的人都没有人信。
Eventually, only Noah and his family went into the ark, whereas all the other people did not believe.
但时候到了。那些不信的人都被洪水灭掉。
When the time came, all the unbelievers were destroyed by the flood.
真教会是末世的方舟。
The true church is the ark of the end time.
所以我们看到启示录啊，就是看到世界最后的结局。
Therefore, Revelations helps us see all the way to the end of this world.
天地都要被烈火融化。
That's when the whole earth will be melted by fire.
在世界要灭亡之前呢，神就从大都入出之地啊，兴起一个使者啊，就是神的教会。
But before the destruction of the end time, God will the angel will come from the east, which
让世人啊有一个得救的一个机会。
Which is the true church, and through this, God provides an opportunity for the people of the world to be saved.
所以我们就是要负责啊末后传警告的这样的责任。
Therefore, we have the mission to preach warning to this end.Time.
所以我们要遍地吹角啊，把神的选民啊，把他们召集回来。
Therefore, we need to blow the trumpet throughout the land and gather God's people.
啊，也要宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
看利未记二十五章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 25.
利未记二十五章。
Leviticus chapter 25.
第八节。
Verse 8.
利未记二十五章第八节。
Leviticus 25 verse 8.
说你们要算计七个安息年，就是七七年。那这便成为你们成了七个安息年，总共是四十九年。第九节。
Verse 9.
当年的七月初十日啊，你要大发脚声，这日就是赎罪日。要在遍地发出脚声，第十节。
10.
第五十年呢、啊，你们当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告祝由。这年必为你们的喜年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。十一节。
11.
第五十年呢、啊，要作为你们的喜年，这年不耕种，地中助长的不可收割，啊，没有修理的葡萄树也不要摘取。因为这是喜年，你们要当作圣年，出地中住出的土产。以色列人有一个很特殊的一个节节，就是每七年要有一个，每第七年就是安息年。
Every seventh year for the Israelites was a Sabbath year.
啊，所以土地耕种六年以后，第七年要让他休息。
That means they worked the land for 6 years and let it rest during the seventh.
啊，土地里面自己长出来的那些就给那个寄居的雇工啦、外人。
And all the produce that came forth during the seventh year would be given to the foreigners and the hired hands.
啊，七个安息年啊，就是七七四十九年啊， 那一年要大声吹角。
And on this, every seventh Sabbath year, which is the 49th year, they are to blow the trumpet.
第五十年就是禧年。
Because in the very following year, the 50th year, it will be the year of Jubilee.
有的人以前本来很穷啊，把土地卖掉了，或做人家的奴隶。
If anyone was too poor and had to sell themselves as a slave.
到禧年的时候，他土地可以无条件的收回来。
Then during the year of the Jubilee, they may receive the land that they have sold.
啊，他卖给人家做奴隶的、做边旅的，可以得到自由。
And anyone who has sold themselves as slaves can be freed.
所以这是一个非常特殊的一种年份，所以让以色列啊有一个很公平的一种社会制度。
This was a very special celebration or observance through which it created the justice among the people.
让那些穷人啊有翻身的机会，不会一直永远穷下去。
This allowed the poor people to have a chance, a second chance.
那这是神特别的恩待。
This is God's special grace.
所以耶稣来到世界以后啊。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to the world,
他开始传道理的时候,
when he preached the gospel,
他就宣告他带来给世人的禧年。
He proclaimed the Jubilee, the year of the Jubilee that he had brought to the world.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Please read Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章的十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
四章十八节。
Chapter 4 verse 18.
说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压住的得自由。十九节
，19，
报告神悦纳人的喜年呐、啊。所以耶稣来到世界啊，把各样的福分啊带给世人。
The Lord Jesus Christ came with all the blessings.With him.
说贫穷的可以得到富足。
The poor will become rich.
不只是物质上的富足，更让我们得到心灵上的满足。
Not only materially, but more importantly, mentally and spiritually.
当然有的瞎眼的得看见，但是更重要的让我们属灵的眼睛得开。
The blind will receive sight. More importantly, they receive a spiritual sight.
让一些啊在罪当中啊做奴隶的能够得享真正的自由。
And those who are bound in sin may be free.
所以我们要吹角宣告神的喜年。
So we ought to blow the trumpet to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
那其实这个吹角啊，最主要的教训啊，还是教导我们怎么样把这个福音啊把它传开。
Therefore, the most important teaching in the blowing of trumpets is the proclamation of the gospel.
啊，让众人啊一起来享受福音的好处。
The purpose is so that all men may come to share in the blessings of the gospel. 啊。
昨天我们谈到说那个五旬节的时候啊，那个田角啊不要割尽。
Yesterday we mentioned that during the Feast of Weeks, the Israelites must keep the corners of their fields unharvested.
遗落的穗子啊，不要再去捡。
And they must leave behind them the grain that they did not that fell off.
要留给穷人跟寄居的。
So that the poor and the foreigners may gather these grain.
我们想到说那个迦南妇人啊，对主耶稣说、啊。
This reminds us of what the Canaanite woman said to the Lord Jesus.
求你可怜我啦，因为我的女儿生病很重。
She said to Jesus, "Have pity on me because my daughter is very sick."
主耶稣说、啊、不好拿给儿女吃的饼给狗吃。
The Lord Jesus said, "It is not good to give to the dogs the food of the children."
他说、啊、没有错啦。
But she said, "Yes."
但是啊，我们只要一点点的饼碎就够了。
Even then, the dogs can eat the crumbs.
耶稣说、啊、你的信心太大了，照你的信心给你成全。
The Lord Jesus said, your faith is great. Let it be done according to your faith.
所以我们得到很多恩典、啊、我们有些饼碎也要送出去。
So we have received so much grace from God, we need to give away even the crumbs.
所以把恩典、啊、施舍出去。
This means that we need to share with others the grace of God.
我们再看回来，利未记二三章。
Let's return to Leviticus 23.
利未记二三章二十六节。
Leviticus 23, verse 26.
26节到32节是讲到赎罪日。
Verse 26 to verse 32 are about the Day of Atonement.
这是以色列节期当中啊，最一年一度啊，以色列人一年一度当中最重要的一个日子。
This is the most important day of the year.
因为祭司要为自己跟百姓赎罪。
The priest would offer redemption for himself and for his people.
虽然他们平时也常常都在献祭。
Even though they offer regular sacrifices,
各样的赎罪祭、赎愆祭啊，一直都在献。
Including the sin offerings and the guilt offerings.
但是有一些啊，未献的故事啊，就是在赎罪日啊，把所有的罪啊，统统赎干净。
But on the Day of Atonement, all of the sins that remain unatoned for are accounted for.
23章26节。
Chapter 23, verse 26.
神晓谕摩西说二十七节
27.
七月初十日啊，是赎罪日，你们要所为圣会，并要刻苦己心，也要将苦祭献给神。二十八节
28.
当作日什么工都不可做，因为是赎罪日，要在主你们的面前赎罪。二十九节
29.
当那日还不克服己心的必从民中剪除。三十节
30.
还做日什么做什么工的，我必将他从民中除灭。三十一节
31.
你们什么工都不可做，这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。三十二节
32.
你们要所做日为圣安息日，并要刻苦己心，从这月的初九日到晚上到次日晚上要所为安息日。所以七月十号啊，从九号的晚上一直到十号的晚上哈，这就是赎罪日。
From the evening of the ninth day of the seventh month to the evening of the tenth day would be the Day of Atonement.
他说这一天啊，要有圣会。
There should be a sacred assembly on this day.
就全民都要到会幕前啊，在那边敬拜神，纪念神的恩。
The entire assembly must gather before God, before the tent of meeting, to worship God and to remember His grace.
并且连续三次讲到说，要在神的面前刻苦己心。
Three times it is mentioned that they were to afflict their souls.
是一直深处的忏悔啊，痛悔自己的罪过。
This means being deeply contrite of their sins.
啊，为着求神怜悯饶恕，所以过一种刻苦的生活。
By afflicting their souls, they seek the forgiveness of God.
所以在神面前啊，禁食祷告悔改。
They are to fast and pray and repent.
他说如果不刻苦己心的要从民中剪除啊。
Anyone who fails to afflict his soul is to be cut off from the people.
因为在那一天要深切的痛悔，求神饶恕我们一切的过犯。
On that day, everyone is supposed to repent of their sins and ask for forgiveness.
所以在赎罪日的时候什么工作都不做。
Therefore, on the Day of Atonement, no work should be done.
只有献祭跟悔改。
Everyone had to come for offering and for repentance.
我们看民数记十六章。
Please turn to Numbers.
对不起，立位记十六章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 16.
立位记十六章。
Leviticus chapter 16.
那这一章都是讲到赎罪日的做法。
This is concerning the regulations on the Day of Atonement.
在赎罪日的时候啊，亚伦要先带一只公牛。
On the Day of Atonement, Aaron was to bring a bull,
一只公绵羊
and a goat,
还要穿上圣衣
and also put on the sacred garment.
那这个公牛跟公羊啊，都是为着自己啊，亚伦自己还有本家来赎罪。
The young bull and the ram are for the atonement of Aaron's sin and the sin of his household.
所以这个赎罪祭的牛啊，要这个牛要按照赎罪祭的方法来宰杀。
The bull is to be killed according to the regulations of the burnt offering.
把牛的血啊带到会幕里面。
And the blood was to be brought to into the tent of meeting.
弹在那个施恩座上面。
And sprinkled on the mercy seat.
我们知道说这个施恩座里面讲到有三样东西嘛。
Within the mercy seat are three things.
十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
亚伦花过亚的杖。
The budded rod of Aaron.
还有玛拿。
And a jar of manna.
这个诫命啊是神要百姓遵守的。
The Ten Commandments were regulations from God for the people to keep.
如果百姓没有守的话因为他们曾经摩西上山的时候结果百姓又去拜金牛了。
Fortunately, the people did not always keep the commandments. When Moses went up the mountain, the people indulged in idolatry.
就犯了神的诫命。
And they broke God's commandments.
所以摩西下来的时候把两块花板都 摔破了。
When Moses came down from the mountain, he broke the tablets.
后来摩西 到神的面前一直向神祷告求神饶恕以色列民。后来神就说好了我饶恕他们。
And Moses continuously pleaded with God to forgive the Israelites, and the Lord relented.
神后来叫摩西说你凿出两块石板像本来一样。
After that, the Lord told Moses to make another two tablets just like before.
带到山上神再把十条诫命再写在上面。
He brought them up the mountain again, and God wrote the Ten Commandments on the
tablets. 带下来叫百姓遵守。
And told him to bring them down for the people to
keep. 后来这个十条诫命就把它放在那个约柜里面。
And later, the tablets of commandments were placed in the Ark of the Testimony.
所以你守诫命就能够得生命，你不守的话就要受到惩罚。
Keeping the commandments means life, and failing to keep them means punishment.
说那个是神跟百姓所立的生命平安的约。
This was a covenant of life and peace that God made with his people.
所以这个诫命就是也是一种定罪的指示。
Therefore, within the commandments is the ministry of condemnation.
但是实际上人没有办法靠着自己的努力把诫命行得完全。
However, by our own efforts, we cannot possibly keep the law, keep the commandments.
所以说以立法为本的说是受咒诅的。
Therefore, whoever is under the law is under a curse.
其实那个玛拿也是一样。
The same is true with manna.
虽然以色列民他们在旷野靠着玛拿养活他们。
The Israelites were sustained in the wilderness through manna.
但是他们厌弃玛拿。
But they despised the food.
说怎么天天都吃这个淡薄无味的东西啊。
They said, how can we eat this tasteless food every day?
后来他们受神的惩罚。
And God chastised them.
神就说要把一个玛拿放在耶柜前做纪念。
And after that, God told them to keep a jar of manna in the Ark of the Covenant as a memorial.
可拉党的人想要跟摩西、亚伦争领导权。
The people of Korah vied with Moses and Aaron for a position.
所以神让他们让地裂开把他们吞下去。
God caused the earth to split apart and swallow up these people alive.
250个首领被火烧掉。
And 250 of the officials were burned with fire.
百姓他们就发怨言。
Then the people complained.
所以后来又火起来。
And fire came out from the people.
百姓烧掉。
And burned some of them.
还有瘟疫兴起。
And plague also came.
亚伦拿着香炉才到那个瘟疫阻止。
And Aaron went around with the censer to let the plague stop.
后来神就叫摩西说每一个支派的首领拿一根杖来。
Afterwards, the Lord told Moses to command each of the tribal leaders to bring forth
放在耶柜前面
a staff, which they placed before the Ark of the Covenant.
第二天再拿出来的时候
And on the second day, when they took back the staff,
亚伦的杖发芽
Aaron's staff
开花结果
budded and blossomed.
所以让以色列人就明白亚伦就是神特别的拣选。
This was a sign to all the Israelites that God had chosen Aaron.
所以要把这个亚伦发过芽的杖也要放在耶柜那里。
And this budded staff of Aaron must be placed within the Ark of the Covenant.
所以新约圣经里面说这个约柜里面有这三样东西。
According to the New Testament, there are three things in the Ark of the Covenant.
这都是百姓他们犯罪得罪神的记录。
These were records of the people's transgression against God.
但是我们知道说这个约柜上面有一个施恩座。
However, above the Ark of the Covenant is the mercy seat.
是用一个极重的金金啊来铸成的。
It is made with pure heavy gold.
表示神的救恩啊，这个金金都代表主耶稣啊，他的救恩是没有代价的。
Pure gold represents
是用无限的代价的。
Represents the Lord Jesus Christ who paid a great price.
啊，为我们舍弃他的生命。
He laid down his life for us.
那就是借着他的宝血啊，来把我们的罪把我们遮盖掉。
With his blood, he covered over our sins.
那所以这个大祭司啊，每年一年一度要带着牛羊的血进到至圣所里面。
That is why once a year the high priest is to bring the blood of the bull into the sanctuary.
啊，把血啊洒在这个施恩座上。
And sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat.
所以百姓的罪啊才能够得到赦免。
So that the people's sin may be atoned.
神的恩典才会临到人。
And the grace of God may come to the people.
我们知道说那个施恩座上面啊有基路伯。
As we know, on the mercy seat were the cherubs.
基路伯一方面也可以预表啊，我们完美的圣徒可以以施恩座做宝座了。
The cherubs represent those.Believers who have been perfected can be seated on the mercy seat.
所以他们都是看着施恩座啊，按两个手啊，翅膀相连接啊。
Therefore, these cherubs have their wings touching one another, and they look upon the mercy seat.
这表示我们要携手同行天路啊，互相的扶持，互相看顾。
Represents how we ought to.Walk on the heavenly journey hand in hand and care for one another.
但是我们另外要知道说这个基路伯也是一种维护神公义的天使。
But we must also remember that the cherubs are angels who uphold the justice of God.
人犯罪以后啊，就基路伯把守生命树的道路。
After human beings sinned against God, it was the cherubs.Who guarded the way to life?
因为人有罪啊，没有办法亲近神。
The way of life, and because human beings sins, they could not enter.
所以基路伯也是在维护神的公义。
Into God's presence, so the cherubs serve as messengers to uphold God's justice.
啊，但是因为看到这个血呀、啊，血。
However, on account of the blood,
所以神的公义能够得到满足。
God's justice is satisfied.
神的恩典才能够释放出来。
And God's grace is released.
所以这个赎罪日啊，大祭司啊，要为所有的百姓来赎罪，还为自己赎罪。
On the day of Pentecost, on the day of atonement, the high priest is to atone for his sins and the sins of the people.
当然，这是预表耶稣成为大祭司。
This prefigured the Lord Jesus Christ as our high priest.
耶稣本身啊，他是没有罪的，所以他不必为自己赎罪。
The Lord Jesus himself is without sin. He does not need to atone for his own sin.
他自己把无瑕无主的身体把它献上去以后啊，他就让我们能够得到永远的救赎。
But he offered himself as an unblemished offering and brought us eternal.Redemption.
所以我们靠着耶稣的宝血来到神的面前呢、啊，我们就能够被拯救到底。
Today, when we come before God by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we may receive this eternal salvation.
所以说，我们现在可以直接来到施恩宝座前呢、啊，向主祷告求连续。
Therefore, we can come today directly to the mercy seat to receive mercy from God.
他现在要做我们随时的帮助。
And the Lord will be our ever-present help.
那再来说，要把两只羊哦，因为着全会众啊，预备两只公羊。
And in addition, the priest was to prepare two goats.
那这个公羊啊，要把它抽签，有一只啊，要把它当作祭物，把它献上去。
The high priest was to cast lots for the two goats, and one of them would be offered to.
另外一只羊啊，说要把它。归给阿撒谢勒。
the other goat will become the scapegoat.
啊，这个到底是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
啊，当然，献做赎罪祭的，我们都知道了。
We understand what it means to be burned as a burnt offering.
我们看利未记十六章的第十节。
Let's read Leviticus chapter 16, verse 10.
利未记十六章第十节。
Leviticus 16, verse 10.
但那脸鸠归以阿撒谢勒的羊，要活着安住在神的面前，用以赎罪。打发人送到旷野去，归以阿撒谢勒。这个阿撒谢勒本身的这个字眼什么意思不是很清楚。
It is not clear in the original text what scapegoat means.
啊，不过我们从这里面的圣经我们可以了解。
But we can learn from the context.
就是我们的罪啊，借着耶稣基督的救赎以后啊，我们得到赦免。
Our sins are forgiven through the atonement of the Lord Jesus.
啊，说神要把我们的罪啊，完全的赎干净。
And God will redeem or take away all our sins.
要不再纪念了。
He will remember them no more.
我们看利未记的十六章二十一节。
Please read Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21.
利未记十六章二十一节。
Leviticus 16:21.
说两个手啊，按在羊的头上，承认以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯，就是他们一切的罪愆啊，把这个罪啊归在羊的头上啊，借着所派的人的手送到旷野去。好，二十二节。
22.
要把这个羊放在旷野啊，这个羊要担当他们一切的罪孽啊，带到无人之地啊。哦，说把这个归于阿撒谢勒的这个羊啊，说把手两个手按在他的身头上。
Aaron was to lay both his hands on the head of the scapegoat.
啊，然后把他带到那个旷野无人之地。
And he is to bring it into the wilderness.
比如说把我们的罪带到很远很远的地方去。
This prefigures sending our sins far away.
我们来看诗篇一百零三篇。
Please read Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇
，Psalm 103，
第八节
，Verse 8。
诗篇一百零三篇第八节
，Psalm 103 Verse 8。
主有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。第九节
，Nine。
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。第十节
，Ten。
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。十一节
，eleven，
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。十二节
，twelve，
东离西有多远，叫我们的过万离我们也有多远。所以因为主丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱
，because of the Lord's abundant mercy and grace，
啊，把我们的罪啊。把我们远远的把我们的所有的罪啊完全的除掉。
He has removed our transgressions far away.
说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯就离我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
啊，我们时间到了，我们就讲到这里啊。
Our time is up. We'll conclude our study here.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.